Good morning.
Good morning.
That was a great lesson, James. Thank you so much. Aren't we blessed as a congregation to have Melvin and James give us lessons like that? Amen. Well, we want to welcome all of our visitors here today. We have a pretty good-sized crowd. It's good to see every one of you. Any first-time visitors here that would like to introduce themselves? Any? Okay. You know, about, I guess as many years back when Beth and I first started going to church here, our dear, sweet Mary Stonecipher, you probably remember this, Mary, gave what's called requested an unspoken prayer. I had never heard that before. I thought that was kind of strange. I thought, well, wait a minute, if it's unspoken, she just spoke it. How is it an unspoken prayer? So over time, I figured out what an unspoken prayer is. It's a prayer where you have somebody on your heart, you know, God knows, and you just want, for privacy reasons, perhaps not say that person's name. Or maybe you're a person that's a little shy and you don't really know how to phrase what you're trying to say as well as you would like, and so you're just going to request an unspoken prayer. So I want you to remember that if you ever have an unspoken prayer, just speak up. And I've got one this morning, David, that you can put on the list. All right, so with that said, yes, Mary.
I still have a lot of unspoken prayers.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Yes, Melvin up here, Phil.
I have a prayer request and also an announcement to make. For the past few weeks, my eyes have really bothered me, and it's evidently getting worse. In fact, my right eye is now virtually useless. But I hope it'll get better, but it may not. So I'm asking if you would please to pray that my eyesight might improve. The announcement is that about a month and a half ago, I presented my resignation to the elders as your minister. And it was to be announced next week when I would preach my last sermon. Well, it turns out I'm not going to be preaching next week. I preached my last sermon last week. But I thank you for all these years. You've been a wonderful congregation. And I praise God for it. Thank you.
We thank you. Marty?
I asked for prayer for my neighbor, Rhoda Marsh. She's getting pretty weak.
What was her first name?
Verla.
Verna Marsh. Thank you. Verla. Thank you. Verla.
I have a thank you from her, actually. And I thought it fit the sermon, so we'll do it right now.
Okay.
Thank you. This is from Verla Marsh. Thank you doesn't even begin to cover how grateful I am for your kindness. The gift of your love and prayers, included with the food gift, is priceless and is so appreciated. Thank you for making my life better. I'm so grateful for all the love and support you've shown me. Matthew 25:35 comes to mind. Yours very truly, Verla Marsh. I think she sees the congregation as one that does what James was talking about this morning, don't you?
Exactly right. That's exactly right. Thank you, Rod. Any other prayer requests on this side? In the back there. Okay.
Hi. A couple of weeks ago, I asked you to pray for Sandy, who's leading a team leader going to Honduras. She is in Honduras right now. A group of seven left from North Carolina and meeting two doctors there. She's a physician assistant and is a medical missionary. Christ, go to all the world, and that's where they are right now, this team. And so several of us were praying for Sandy, and I told Sandy that we prayed for her a couple of weeks ago, and we'll continue to pray for a safe and fruitful trip to Honduras. Also, our first responders, and just continue to pray for our law enforcement and first responders and military, and for our president and the decisions that are being made in our state and in our country. Thank you.
Thank you, Kay. Sally and Debbie. Either one.
I just wanted to let everybody know that Peter is going into the hospital on Tuesday morning for a heart catheterization and some possible procedures. And we have to be there at 6 a.m., so if you would keep him in your prayers, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
What hospital?
Springdale.
Oh,
Northwest.
Northwest, yeah. Okay. All right, and then Debbie right here.
My name is Debbie, and I want to thank everybody for the prayers for my cousin. The little electric went out, and her oxygen shut off, and they finally found her, and they got her to the hospital, and she was brain dead. And she passed away last week.
Sorry, Debbie.
But just prayers for my Aunt Peggy Hall, because she just lost her husband. Now she's lost her daughter.
Thank you, Debbie. We will definitely have them in our prayer continuing. Others on this side? How about, yes, Pete. Here's Pete. Phil.
We had a pretty bad accident on 417 alternate going into a little Kansas. It was a motorcycle trike against a pickup truck. And the two that were riding the trike were what we call Signal 30. They were dead. Okay. They're still looking for family to notify, so we cannot announce names.
Yeah.
But it was a husband and wife in their 70s, I think. And just need to be in prayer for those that lost their life.
Okay. Thank you, Pete. This side. Prayer requests on this side? Yes, Hank.
Yes, I'm Hank, and I just want to lift up my older brother, Jiggs. He's having terrible back troubles, and he's just 73, but he's on a walker right now, and talked to him yesterday, and he said if he goes 10 foot, he needs stop, rest, and get caught up. So just remember my brother Jiggs. He had an MRI Friday, and then he goes back to the doctor this coming Friday. So hopefully they'll be able to do something. Thank you.
Thank you, Hank. Yes, back here, Lynn.
I would just like to, Lynn Bell, I would just like to lift up our son, Jason Bell, in Kansas City. We spoke to him this morning, and he's in the urgent care with a pinched nerve, trying to get some relief for that.
Okay. Thank you, Lynn. Other prayer requests on this side? David, I have a praise report. About 5 years ago, my oldest son, Christopher, left his grandkids with Beth and I, and we had an incident that occurred where they got very angry at me for saying something about the war with Japan. He was born in Japan, and so he has an affinity for Japan. He hates America. And so they haven't spoken to Beth and I in 5 or 6 years, whenever that had happened. But Christopher and I, now the reason I'm tuning up a little bit is that we had We met, we reconciled, and we had lunch at a Mexican food restaurant in Tulsa. And the reason I'm tearing up, I just want to let James know, I only had one enchilada. and water. So that's why I was getting emotional. Anyway, he and I reconciled, which is why Jesus came, isn't it? To reconcile. So, praise the Lord. Any other prayer requests? Let's have our prayer song.
Not quite. Is this still on?
Yeah.
I think David has something to say here too, but one of the reasons that we took that picture of everybody was for Beth and Joe, so come on back. Just a minute. I understand that there's a cake back there that we're going to share in a minute, but before you get any cake, you got to sign this picture. And that's for Joe and Beth, so I'm going to take it back there. It's not finished yet. There's a few people that have signed, but anyway, that was one of the main...
We have one for two. We have two friends.
You can't have any cake until you sign it, no.
This on? There it is. I also have one prayer request. My mother has been slowly losing her memory, and it's gotten to a point where she's confused and having trouble remembering when things are supposed to happen and what day it is and things like this. So I'd ask for prayers for my mom, obviously, that God could continue, maybe create a miracle, but more importantly, for my sisters and I, as we have to make some very tough decisions, and that my mom could, more importantly, will be acceptable to us starting to take over some of the things in her life, which she's very resistant to. So if you could just pray for us, we would greatly appreciate it. Thanks. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Oh, we got to sing first. Now let's pray. Oh, gracious Father, we come before you humbly, giving you glory and praise for who you are and how much you love us. Father, in a lot of ways we can't fully comprehend why or even how much you love us. Lord, so we just, what can we say, but we love you. Father, continue to work in our hearts. Grant us courage and help us to follow through on and to focus more on you and less on physical pleasures and you know, going to physical things and boredom or, you know, fear. Oh, Lord, just help us ever draw closer, ever closer to you. Father, we do come before you, giving you praise for answered prayers. We praise you for Verla, help just the opportunity to help Verla Marsh to meet her needs. Lord, thank you for giving us that opportunity. Lord, we thank you for answering, I'm sure, many years of prayer by Joe and Beth, that the reconciliation with his son Christopher, what a joy that has to be, Lord. And we just give you praise for answering that prayer. Of course, Lord, we have many, before I move on, I want to say we give you praise for giving us Melvin, for all the many years he's served us and to loved us and just spent many, I'm sure, hours thinking of us and praying for us and just all the love he has given us. And we thank him for that, but also give you praise for bringing him to us and giving him the strength and the wisdom to meet our needs. So, Father, we do come before you with some things we need just to ask your help with. We do pray for Melvin, and we ask that you, if possible, heal his eyes and just be with him. Lord, we pray for our church as we are moving to a different transition phase without Melvin speaking on a regular basis. Lord, we lift up Unspokens by Joe and Mary. Just ask that you meet those needs and requests according to your will, that you may work wonders. Lord, we pray for Verla Marsh, who's weak, and just ask a prayer for, that you give her strength. We lift up Sandy, the team leader and mission group in Honduras. We ask that you give her strength and wisdom, that you just walk with them, your spirit, lead them into where they can truly help those that they're there to help, to just speak truth to them so that they may know you more fully. Lord, we pray for Pete and just ask for that you be with him during this surgery coming up, or in the, Tuesday, that you just guide the surgeons and just heal him accordingly. Lord, we also pray for Jigs and his back issues. We pray for that you would heal him and also be with the MRI update. May he consider that wisely. Lord, we pray for Jason Bell, who's in urgent care with a pinched nerve. Oh, Lord, please help him and help the doctors to relieve that pain. We pray for the families of Peggy Hall and her family and friends, Lord, that you may be in this loss. We ask for strength and comfort. Oh, Lord, just walk beside them. We also pray for the family and friends of this husband and wife that have had a bad accident on 412, Lord, just be in that. And again, we ask for comfort and strength. Lord, now we also lift up my mom and my sisters and I, that you may be with her, Julia, that you may just comfort her and help her understand and to overcome her fears. Losing your memory has got to be a really tough thing. So, Lord, be with her and be with us as we make wise decisions and to do this gently with love. Lord, finally, we lift up the our first responders and our country. We pray that your presence may guide them with wisdom, that your will is done. But Lord, we thank you for them, that basically keep us safe and healthy, and we just ask a blessing on them. Lord, we also pray for just our world. Oh, we need you. So be in that, and especially be with all our family across the world in you, who are especially those who are being persecuted for your namesake, that you will grant them comfort and presence there, that grant them strength to go through what they're going through, to stand firm for you. Lord, now just lead us through the week. May we be yours. May we serve you well. In your Son's name, amen.